Good evening, good afternoon from wherever you are joining. Last week we brought out the concept Tattvam Asi. It is a phrase from Chandogya Upanishad. The Upanishad, it is also called as a Mahavakya. It should not end up just as a slogan. The Mahavakyas, we have to bring it to the practical level. Then only we understand its relevance. The tat, tat means the goal, that. Asi means the path. And tvam means you. You, tat, tvam, asi, in these three words, tvam, you are like a linchpin. You are at the centerpiece. You are the centerpiece. When the centerpiece, you are between the path and the goal. When you bring yourself to the center stage of your life, you will have dignity in life. If you do not bring yourself to the center stage, you are only living for others. You are not caring for your own wellness. So there is no dignity in life. Tattvam Asi says, bring dignity to your life, bring yourself to the center stage and play the game. Play the game, goal, the path is as many people, so many are the paths. Everyone's path is different, everyone's journey is different, everyone's approach is different. God is everywhere. God is everywhere and He can be accessed through whatever paths are there. The saints have come in all paths to direct them. The yoga, meaning of yoga also means the goal. Yoga also means the path. In Vishnu Sahasranama it comes, yogo, yoga vidam, netha. In one of the names of Bhagavan is yoga. Yoga vidham, the path also is called as yoga. The path we take is given by the God. Goal is the divinity is the goal, and we have to bring ourselves. The path we choose, it should be sacred. We should revere the path also. Path. And the Bhagavan is also called as, God is called as Sama. Sama means, another name of God is Sama. Samatvam Yoga Uchyate. Sama means God is, He dispenses the results according to our intent and effort. In the Mahabharata also it talks about, God is not one, gives everyone the same. In the class, if the teacher gives everyone 100 out of 100, we call the teacher is partial. If the teacher gives right marks to according to the effort you have put, that means he or she is a good teacher. God is called as a Sama. Sama means He gives the results according to the intent and intention behind, effort behind our action. And it is Bhagavad Gita, Shri Krishna talks about Yogastha Kuru Karmani Sangam Tyaktva Dananjaya Siddho Asiddho Samo Bhutva Samatvam Yoga Uchyate Sama. He is called a Sama, not to blame. Why God is so partial? In the if He is giving everyone the same, He is partial. He is giving dispenses according to our effort. His another name is Sama. Samatvam Yoga Uchyate. All you are doing, putting your best intent and best effort. If I am suffering in life, grief in life, it is because of impurities. When the impurities are there, I am not at ease, I am sulking. I have grief in my life. If you are sad in your life, grief in your life, it is because of the impurities in the body. impurities in the mind. Tam vidya dukkha samyogam viyogam yoga sanjitam sanischayena yoktavyo yogo nirvinna chetasaham. Yoga is for purifying. Removing the impurities from you is for yoga. Why? Dukkha samyoga viyogam. I don't want to have a grief in my life, sad in my life. If I am sad, not because of anyone, impurities have come to my mind. Because of that, I am sad in my life. When your impurities have purged out, you are happy. The happiness dawns proportional to as impurities go away, happiness increases. Though people, I have been telling people, come and embark on the yoga journey, people are not interested, not motivated. Not motivated because the buddhi is called as intellect. Intellect is not strong enough to guide the mind. Yesterday in the class in Durga temple, one child was there, parent was there. Child, I asked the child to do, not at all interested. Whole time looking at the mobile, no luster, no joy in the face. Parents are like buddhi, child is like a mind. And even parents are not interested, why child is not interested? Child whole day that class looking at the mobile. Small child, the buddhi is not developed. We think we are grown up, for us also intellect is not developed. That is why in our scripture says, every day do Gayatri Mantra. Dhiyo yo na prachodayat. Do Gayatri Mantra every day, your intellect becomes sharp. Buddhi yukto jahatiha ube sukrita dushkrite tasmat yogaya yujyasva yoga karmasu kaushalam. When the buddhi is illumined, everyone is on a shelf life. 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, 90 years. This product has a shelf life. Before it, shelf life is finished, accomplish great things in your life. Time is the same. How skillfully you utilize your time, for that buddhi is required. Buddhi is required when you bring yourself to the center stage of your life. When you bring yourself to the center stage of your life, so you are, when I'm so focused, I don't want to squander this life. When you bring yourself, the most important person in this world is you. Not your wife, not your husband, not your children. Not your children, most important person is you. When you are so focused, yes, this is my journey. I want to travel. I am not here for others. We are so busy making others happy, we never invest time for ourselves. Invest time for yourself. When you start bringing yourself to the center stage, you are a hero of your life. Hero of your life is not somebody up in the Bollywood or Hollywood or some cricket player. Why not you yourself become a hero of your life? When you bring a hero, you are on the center stage, path opens. What is the goal of your life gets revealed. I don't know what path I have to take. I don't know. Whole day I'm busy trying to impress others. My life is spent only to impress others. However much you impress, you can't satisfy everyone. But not to waste your time only in impressing others, bring yourself to the center stage. When you start investing time onto yourself, that Mahavakya, what is talking about? Tat Tvam Asi, when you bring yourself to the center stage of your life, Asi means the path opens. Then when you know, I want to know, I want to develop, I want to grow, the path opens. The path opens, goal also revealed. So, the Mahavakyas Yoga says, bring yourself to the center stage of your life. You are a hero of your life. Not to underestimate your ability. The moment, the reason you have born as a human, that means you have potential to become a hero. Not to discount yourself, not to put down yourself in front of others. I am ordinary, I am not that great person, I am an ordinary person. When you say, if you say, I am an ordinary person, that means you are insulting the Creator. The Creator has sent you to come to the center stage and play the game. You don't want to play. No, I am an ordinary person. It is for the great people. When you say that one, you are insulting the Creator. You come to the center stage, make a resolution. I will celebrate my life. I will come to the center stage. When you make a sankalpa, path opens and goal is revealed. Come, join the grand journey of your life.